It's gonna be difficult in some ways with the preseason, because you didn't have them last year, obviously, to find team rhythm, because the first week is so disjointed. You didn't have your full lineup Tuesday. You had most of it tonight. They didn't have their full lineup. You know, you try and find team building, or?
I don't know. We didn't have a preseason game last year, and we started 9-1-1. So, I think we did. So we had a good start anyway. So I think when you get a veteran group of guys, they know what it takes to get ready. And yeah, I thought tonight was a step in the right direction tonight, and guys are getting better. As you said, they didn't have their entire lineup in, and but it's not for that. It's not, these games aren't about wins and losses. It's about getting each individual player ready and getting your team ready. And so teams go about it different ways, but you know, we're one of only four teams playing Tuesday night, and that's when we have to have our game ready. And so I had a good step today.
You've obviously seen Corey Perry the last couple of Stanley Cup finals, but when you have him on your team, do you see like how good the hands are? Like you see that obviously when he's on another team, but is it even surprising to you to see how good his hands are, how much skill he has?
Well, when you get up close and you see them every day, now you really get to, you know, fully see what the player has. Like, what is his entire skill set? And oftentimes when you're playing against him, that's not the skill set you're seeing. You're seeing why he has the nickname he has. Like, that's what you're probably noticing a lot, because he's always getting under your skin and he's just doing things that, you know, help you win games. But his skill set's magnificent. Pucks in tight, I mean, they're stuck to a stick. You see why he's made a living finding himself just around the net, because he gets things done down there in a plethora of different ways. You have a real appreciation for him, and why teams want him on their side, and why they're probably not surprised why teams have advanced far with him on their team. If you're talking about the skill he has in tight, you really get to see that when he's with you every day.
John, you search for chemistry or some of these line combinations. Is there something that you really like about Perry and Stamkos together?
I do. A couple guys that are veterans in the league, and they know where to go on the ice. They both can make plays. Again, we're not settling on anything now, but this is the time you get to look at guys and how they are in situations. And you know, the two exhibition games they've played together with Ross, I really liked what we've seen. So that's always good when you're liking what you've seen, and now you can either stick with it or you can go back to it or whatever. But they got a good feel for each other early on, and so it's been nice to see that.
Obviously, you've seen what Shirelli's been able to do, especially when he's healthy and in the playoffs. Like, what do you kind of envision for his role this year? We see him go back to where he was a couple of years ago, where he was doing the shutdown role type thing, where he had a little bit, or you see him go different.
Tony's evolved as a hockey player. His offensive skill set, like even on the goal tonight, he's really grown in that regard. So, yes, is Tony, you know, a hound on the forecheck, and is he an exceptional defensive player and hard to play against? For sure. But we're trying to round out his offensive game as well, and I think that's what's taking big steps. So I don't want to sit here and back these guys into a corner and say you're a checker. That's kind of not the way we do things. Well, he played against some good lines this year for sure. But like I said, we're trying to build chemistry with his team. And Palat wasn't in tonight, but he's found a spot with Korn for quite some time now, and so But I don't want to just kind of pigeonhole him and say, oh, you're going to be checking center. But he will get some tough assignments during the year.
Only one game left, but have you seen enough from what you wanted to see from the guys who were fighting for a spot? Or, I mean,
yeah, we're getting there. I think, you know, one more. We're we've narrowed it down to the last few here, and so we've got a little idea, but there's still another game to go.
So you typically, your last game is usually what you expect your lineup to be for opening night. Is that kind of still the case?
It's really close. I mean, if guys aren't playing, I either want to take another look at somebody, or whether the player's in or not, if it's a young guy, we've maybe made a decision whether they're with us or not. Not, and that's not because they're playing. It could be we've made a decision if the player's sitting out that they're staying. So, and you know, we'll have to see if anybody's nicked up or if somebody's going to sit out. But you'll see a good share of our team on Saturday.
Yeah, you had to see before. Go ahead.
The plot is okay, right? You just.
What?
Yeah, just making sure.
A guy you hadn't seen before really much is Reifers, and now you've had a full camp or several games with him. Like, what has been your initial impressions of the kind of player he is?
Good find for us. He, naturally, this is his first time in North America. Smaller ice, faster pace, all those things that come with playing here. The games, it's a little bit more go north type game that we play anyway, but I thought he adapted. He was getting better as it went on, but he's got a skill set. He can skate, he competes. He's just gonna have to navigate his way to play in the North American game, and you gotta have to play some more for that to happen. But I think he's got a chance, that kid. And it's just gonna be a little bit more time in North America before that kind of pans out.
Anything you want to know?
Nope. Or he's out for a bit. That's all. He's not playing Saturday. We'll give you a report on it.